City of Alliance expanding a campaign to tackle abandoned properties and other nuisance locations. Mayor Andy Grove says police will use drones to help inspect vacant houses and homeless encampments, alongside building and health department officials to identify violations and issue citations. City officials also working to demolish the former USA gas station on West State Street. EPA has identified a leaking underground storage tank while the city is taking legal action against the property owner. Grove says developers have shown interest in redeveloping the site. Updated engineering and planning fees were approved by council. Former residents and families of a closed Canton nursing home could be part of a class action lawsuit. The complaint filed last week in Starr County Common Pleas Court targets the former operators of the House of Loretto, including Hari Group LLC, Bharat and Parth Takkar, and Aging with Care Foundation. The lawsuit alleges monthly fees were raised while staffing and resident care declined. It seeks damages for up to 100 residents and families who were at the facility before it closed in January following state concerns about resident safety. A teen wanted in connection with a deadly Canton shooting has been captured after a standoff in Cleveland. U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force says 16-year-old Chevion Moore barricaded himself in a basement before surrendering Monday afternoon. Monroe charged with murder in the July 14th shooting death of 19-year-old Jordan Horton. 25-year-old Jason Singletary turned himself in last week and remains jailed on $1.5 million bond. A mosquito trapped in Alliance has tested positive for West Nile virus. The City Health Department says the Ohio Department of Health confirmed the results. The mosquito was collected at Butler Rodman Park. The Health Department recommends avoiding outdoor activities between dusk and dawn. Wear light colors, wear long pants, long-sleeve shirts, shoes, and socks, and use EPA-registered mosquito repellents. Health Department staff continue to identify and remove areas of stagnant water and larvicide, which is the primary method of mosquito abatement. Police say two people now accused of targeting Starr County businesses in a string of break-ins. 49-year-old Patrick Hoover of Strasburg, 52-year-old Janet Wilson of Canton now in custody. Investigators say the pair is connected to break-ins at the New Deal in Tuscarawas Township, Ray's Diner in East Canton, and the Red Dog Saloon, where a safe was stolen. Hoover faces 47 charges, Wilson 14, in four of the five cases. Canton police say a Dundee man pulled a loaded handgun during a confrontation with officers. 42-year-old John Starn charged with felonious assault, resisting arrest, and several weapons counts in the Sunday night incident. He was reportedly intoxicated and wanted on active warrants from the Starr County Sheriff's Office when officers found him in the 1400 block of Norwood Place Northwest, where Starn allegedly fired a shot. Four teens are listed as victims. There were no reported injuries. Starn scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. The body of a missing man has been found in the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Berlin Fire Department and Ohio Department of Natural Resources were searching for Sean Miller of North Olmsted, who was last seen early Monday at the Berlin campgrounds on Bedell Road. WFMJ-TV reports Miller's body was found Tuesday morning at the boat dock. There was no word on a cause of death. Boats and drones were being used in the search. Louisville City Council has approved a new strategic vision to help shape the city's future. The plan adopted Monday, developed during a two-day session in June, and outlines goals to promote economic development while preserving city assets and quality of life. Council also adopted a set of leadership and cultural commitments to guide its work. Both documents are available for public review at City Hall. Officials also reported income tax revenue up $64,000 compared to a year ago, with Mayor's Court revenue also showing an increase. Voters in the West Branch School District will be asked to approve additional funding this fall. The Board of Education approved placing a five-year, $1 million permanent improvement levy on the November ballot. Levy expected to generate roughly $441,000 a year for building and capital improvement projects. Board also approved contracts with Skyline and Aztec Roofing for repairs at Knox Elementary, EMT coverage for high school football games, and staffing items for the coming school year. Board members also recognize student athletes for their accomplishments. An appeals court has ruled against a man convicted of a fatal shooting in Youngstown. The 7th District Court ruled 2-1 to uphold the sentence against 33-year-old Akeem Hargrove of Youngstown. He was sentenced to life without parole in August. A jury found him guilty of aggravated murder and murder charges. In December 2022, 26-year-old Devin Bell was found shot at a gas station on South Avenue. Prosecutors say Hargrove shot him during an ambush. 34-year-old Zachary Bear was sentenced to 10 years after pleading guilty to manslaughter.